This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report, today on Road Salt. It's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name's Bob. Now, there was a time I thought I was going to be an astronaut. I remember the teacher bringing a TV set into the classroom, and we'd watch the Mercury missions blasting off into space. I knew the astronauts wore cool spacesuits, drove Corvettes, and they all enjoyed a powdered drink called Tang. I love Tang, but it's hard to get. It puts me in orbit, so tasty and wet. I look for Tang all over town. So sweet when it's going down, Tang. So tasty and juicy, it takes me to the moon. Tang. You scoop it with a spoon.
Tang. Spoon Tang.
I love Tang any time of the day. I know two girls who feel the same way. I'm gonna meet up with them soon. We're gonna have an afternoon Tang. So tasty and juicy, it takes me to the moon.
Tang.
You scoop it with a spoon.
Tang.
Spoon Tang. You know, I thought about outer space a lot back then. And I guess, like a lot of guys, I had an imaginary astronaut friend. His name was Tom.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, hi, Tom. And you know, we'd take a lot of trips together to outer space, way beyond the moon, to an imaginary planet we called Poon.
Tang. So tasty and juicy, it takes me to the moon.
Tang.
And the planet Poon.
Tang.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee.
We have a guest, I believe.
I think we're going to hook up with Greg Warren, the Warren Report. There is Greg. How's it going, Greg? You awake?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
There we go.
I'm having a little bit of a contact issue, so.
Oh, okay. I can tell your eyes looked a little sleepy.
You didn't want to contact us?
Yeah, that happens.
I do not blame you.
If
I had your advantage, it would be, Wi-Fi trouble. Sorry. Click.
Every week, huh, Chick?
Can't do it today.
Yeah, I know it. I feel you.
Oh, we were just
Pat, congratulations on the new CD, man.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, I bought it last night on iTunes or whatever.
I could have gave you a copy.
No,
thank you.
I Yeah. I listened to a couple of songs. I enjoyed it.
She'll listen to the whole thing.
Well, I bought it real late. And I didn't get all.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come out on a cassette.
That's going to be when it's really good.
Yeah.
Is anybody doing that still?
Putting things out on cassette?
Yeah, I'm sure they are, yeah.
I remember that when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, some cassette factory was finally making them again.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now what we're looking forward to is, besides Pat's new thing, which is out, is the Greg Warren Project due in May. Is that right, Greg?
May 16th, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Do we have a title yet?
I think the loose title is The Champ.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Ricky Schroeder and John Voight.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah.
Tom, do you like The Champ?
Tried hard when I saw that movie.
Tom likes The Champ.
Yeah, I saw that show that Greg has filmed, and it was tremendous. So good. I can't wait to watch it again on video.
Aren't you finding yourself, Greg, he says stuff like that, and you're waiting for the sucker punch, aren't you?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great show.
I got to admit, I was listening to you guys before, and Tom tried to set up a bit. Chick totally tanked the bit, and he goes, well, this isn't going anywhere. Like, well, yeah, man, you tanked the bit.
Could have been my fault. Sometimes I have to take one for the listener, Greg.
And then we were several minutes late, and the whole thing just... Well, crap the bed.
This isn't going anywhere. Well, yeah, man. You didn't do anything.
In his defense, the mic was off. He didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, Greg, you're not in the realm of life where you give things up for Lent, are you?
I'm just giving up.
Okay. All hope?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to give up something, what would you give up? What would be a significant thing for you to give up?
Doing the show?
Well, I give up sugar about every 2 or 3 weeks, and then I fail.
What draws you back? Do you have one thing that makes you?
It's usually chocolate, Christy. Choice. Yeah,
makes sense.
Chocolate's good.
Yeah, that's just all my life is it's just a series of giving up sugar and then falling off the wagon.
Hey, I don't think this is going anywhere, Greg. I don't know.
I don't either, Chick. You mean the bit or my life?
Maybe both.
Now, typically you dive into a specific topic during the Warren Report. Is today there a topic we need to know about?
Yeah, I thought it was time that we took a hard look at road salt, Tom.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Can you eat road salt, Greg?
You know, it's interesting you say that, Josh, because the common road salt out there is sodium chloride, which is basically the same as table salt. The difference is table salt is ground down more. The salt out there is called rock salt. It's a chunkier version of sodium chloride. Also, the stuff on the table has iodine in it. That's to decrease goiters, and it's got some anti-clumping agents. I think salt, the marketing people that are there are completely missing out. If I was the guy that was running the Morton salt commercial, I would be like, do you want goiters? it's got anti-goiter stuff on it. That would be my whole campaign.
Now, what's a goiter exactly?
Like a big growth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some kind of.
Yeah, it's a big growth on your thyroid, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that. It looks like a tennis ball on the guy's neck.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, and I would get rid of the little girl with the umbrella and put the guy with the big thing on his neck on the front of the salt thing.
Yeah, the girl with the umbrella. The other famous girl, of course, is that suntan commercial.
Copper tone girl.
They wouldn't do that anymore with the suit halfway off a 12-year-old.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know how we got there.
I don't either.
Purrs everywhere. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I would have just a big picture of a goiter with the Ghostbuster slash through it. That would be
Yes.
That's how I would sell salt. That we use between 10 and 20 million tons a year in the U.S. of road salt.
Wow.
What state do you think used the most road salt per mile?
Wisconsin.
Minnesota.
New York.
North Dakota.
Michigan.
It's actually Arizona. They don't have any snow down there. They just love the taste of salt, so the runoff goes into their water supply. And they,
for their margaritas.
You little devil.
No. Yeah, no.
It's New Hampshire, guys.
Whoa.
No. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's Rhode Island. I'm sorry. It's Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
What?
It's the smallest state.
The most per mile.
Oh, so interesting.
Per capita.
All right.
Yeah, it's Rhode Island, then Massachusetts, then New York, then New Hampshire, and then Vermont.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So very East Coast based, much like American media.
New England, I just go ahead and say. Do you guys know where the salt comes from?
The mines.
Salt mines.
Acres and acres of salt mines.
Salt lake.
Miles, Chick. They have their underground seams. They're actually salt mines are evaporated oceans.
Really? Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know. This was several million years ago, but sure. I didn't know that could happen to an ocean.
Oh. Hmm. You don't take care of them.
They'll evaporate, all right.
Yeah. I wonder how quickly it happens. I hope there wasn't some boats out there when that went down. Like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
One guy, he finally gets his water wings blown up, and he's getting ready to jump into the water.
Well, this is ridiculous. Yeah.
If you're just joining us.
I told you we should go on a ski vacation, Helen.
Greg Warren is our guest. We're discussing salt, and specifically road salt. Where are these salt mines? Aren't they like under Lake Erie or something?
It's a really good question. In the U.S., there's a big one in Cleveland, New York State, Kansas, Louisiana. I believe you were talking about there is one under Detroit. And when I say under Detroit, I don't mean Toledo. I mean underground of Detroit. It's huge. It's 100 miles of tunnels, and it's 1,200 feet below the city.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
Would you want to go down there?
No. Yeah, I'd like to check it out.
No way. I think you could tour it. Yeah. That thing opened, it was discovered in 1895, and they used donkeys to haul the salt. They would lower the donkeys in, and apparently the donkeys never came out. After that,
which
is kind of sad.
What?
Sad existence. Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, that had to stink.
They probably told the donkey probably going down there like, hey, if I'm going to take this job, I can get out every now and then. Right? Oh yeah.
Sure.
Let you out on the weekends. You see what you want to go see your family? Just tell us. You go see your family, and then they never get out of there.
Well, do they have lady donkeys for conjugal visits?
You mean Jenny's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every now and again, they'll send a Jenny down.
Wow.
All right, fellas.
Oh, that poor girl.
Uh-oh.
Have at it.
Yikes.
You never see her again either.
No.
No, that's it.
You can hear her 1,200 feet up.
Oh, come on.
Very excited.
There's a big Ontario salt mine. That's one of the, I think that may be the biggest one in the world.
Hmm.
And there was a strike in 2019. In the Ontario salt mine, and
was it the donkeys or the people?
It was the people.
Okay.
The donkeys, yeah, I think, would have gone on strike quite a while ago, and we had to get our salt from Morocco and Egypt. Mm. Couple things here. I think if there was some sort of adjudication about a strike, and they were like, well, the salt miners are striking. I'd be like, well, just give them what they work in a salt mine. Give them what they want. I side with them. I don't know. Was that in a movie or was that just sort of that's like known as being the worst job in the world, right? A salt mine.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound fun.
Because wasn't the old saying, yeah, back to the old salt mines.
Yeah. Back to the, it's like a idiom or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I could think of worse gigs.
I would think coal mining would be harder, but I don't know the conditions of salt mining.
Do you get salt lung?
I'm sure you do.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Every now and again, they have to go down and check the canary's blood pressure.
Yeah. Josh, you got salt lined from eating a couple of bags of puff corn, right?
I sure did, man. Yeah. I had to. It was. some sort of dialysis I needed.
Eating, I love that popcorn. Frito scoops too fast. I've gotten it. You think when they were using the Moroccan salt, I bet you some of those miners were outside and be like, well, you're slipping around. This is Moroccan salt, man. It's garbage.
Whatever. What do they know about snow?
Yeah. It's stupid. There's different kinds of salt out there. Like I said, sodium chloride is the most common. There is a magnesium chloride that works at lower temperatures than sodium chloride. It's a little harmful to the fauna and the flora. That's two sisters that live up in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, Flora got herself some bad salt.
Yeah, that fauna you got to watch for.
Yeah, too much magnesium.
Yeah. Calcium chloride, if it gets really cold, I think below 5 degrees, the normal rock salt does not work. You got to use calcium chloride.
Oh.
It'll cost more. And then there's a potassium chloride. All this stuff, guys, for the most part, it's got some, it does some bad stuff. It, corrodes, the metals on your car. It, corrodes the rebar in the road and even, steel buildings. Salt does a ton of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you like the fact that they store it in those big boobs at the side of the road?
I got to tell you,
they look like half footballs to me. More
than telling Jason, our producer, what I was going to talk about today, he was like, "Tom's going to mention those big piles on the side of the road."
They all boomers.
You ever notice they're always in pairs? I'm just saying, those engineers are funny.
I think you might be onto something, Tom. These things do about $5 billion a year in damage to trucks, roads, and bridges.
Yes, but what
salt does.
But how much would the damage be?
If we just let it be ice covered.
Well, the school bus went off the road full of kids with the Greg, good news.
That's the thing,
The undercarriage of my car is
fine. We saved $5 million, though.
It is interesting because they say they reduce accidents by 87%. So
that's major.
Yeah.
There's also quite a bit of environmental damage that comes from the salt. It messes with the a lot of people's water supply gets salt in it during the winter. A lot of drinking water tastes saltier.
Keep it to yourself, hippie. We don't need to hear your tirades.
I'm just reporting.
Just drink 100% fluoride, you commie hippie.
I'm going to go French kiss a tree.
Plastic bottle of water.
My gosh. It always comes down to this.
Yeah, poop in a bucket in the backyard, okay?
I don't know where this came from. I've never made this report political.
Love it or leave it, I say.
Okay.
There are some alternatives, guys, that you can, if you add beet juice or cheese brine to the salt, it sticks to the road more. Oh. And you don't have to use quite as much salt.
But you run over a lot of animals munching on the cheese.
Well,
I bet you do.
Or people, or Wisconsin people.
They love their cheese.
That is silly.
Yeah, you put cheese brine out on the road. Those Wisconsinites are going to be out there feeding all night long. It's interesting that you mention, and I know Josh is going to start in with the hippie accusations, but the moose. And big animals, they like salt licks, but during the winter, sometimes they will go out to the road and
save the moose.
Lick the salt. Yeah.
Save the moose.
Kill the
moose. We all love them.
Shut it up, Greenpeace.
Trying to save lives or human lives.
Okay.
Okay.
There's 10 times as much salt on the roads as there is in processed food.
Oh, that's because we don't eat the roads, okay? Hey, listen, Freebase, we got to move on. Do your closer, will you?
Oh, my God. Hey, Greg. Chick, closer. Could you have him not say "do your closer" ever again on this report?
I don't know what to do. He thinks he complains about when at comedy clubs. Are you ready for your headliner? How about that middle? Nobody knows what they're talking about, but yet he goes, "Do the closer, quick! Do the closer," which really no one knows.
Excellent
about.
Point.
Cut to a support group called "Do Your Closers Anonymous," and it's Kostaki, Greg, Tim Cavanaugh,
poor guy who tries to help out
our
show.
We get together, me and Al Jackson. Sometimes it hurts. Of course it does.
I'm actually having a Klieg light installed for Kavanaugh.
Do your closer. Allie brings it. He just shouts next to me.
And Kavanaugh, and we all sit around talking like, you know, sometimes I have a closer, and he just steps on it anyway. So why would I do it?
We feel your pain.
Amen, brother.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.